This is Karen Musgrave, and I'm conducting a Quilters SOS Save Our Stories interview with Phyllis Benedict. Phyllis is in Paola, Kansas, and I'm in Naperville, Illinois, so we're conducting this interview over the telephone. Today's date is August 3rd, 2009, and it is now 1:05 in the afternoon. We are doing this through the American Heritage Committee for the Kansas State Society, Daughters of the American Revolution. And Phyllis, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to do this interview with me. Please tell me about your quilt, Celtic Appliqué.
Well, I started the quilt in 1997. I took a class on Celtic Appliqué because that was something I had never done before, and was just interested in the whole style and the design. And besides that, the Celtic clans started the design work in the 1700s, and it was primarily in Ireland and Scotland. And since I have Scotch-Irish heritage, then to me it just seems like a real good way to click with my own ancestry and bring some of that into my own life and into that of my family. And the Celtic quilt is the way you do it is you have a blank background fabric, and then you trace on the applique design, and then you take black bias tape and follow the lines. And the Celtic knots are like an unending cording of twisted and intertwining lines, so that you can take one big long piece of bias tape and twist it all around to make all these intricate designs. And then you have to applique it down. You do, it's called a blind hem stitch, and you go all the way around both sides of the bias.
And you do that by hand?
Yes, you do that by hand. Some people now are doing it, they have a machine, special attachment on the machine that you can do it with, but I just always thought that the hand applique was so much prettier, and I like the end result better. So, and then after I got, it took about 10 hours for each of the 12 blocks to do all that, the applique, and then I put the blocks together with the different colors, the sashing and the cornerstones, and then put borders around it, and then then it took about 750 hours of hand quilting to quilt all the, because you had to quilt around all the knot design on both sides to make that stand out, and then I did a cross hatching on the background of the block, and then in the sashing and cornerstones, I did a different Celtic design that was hand quilted in there. So it took a long time to do all that. But
and you kept track of your hours?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I figured out how long I'd work on it for 3 or 4 hours every week, and figured out how many weeks it took me to do it. So.
How did you decide on the color?
Well, I don't know. The yellow fabric had a real tiny black print, and I thought that would show up really well with the black bias. And then there was a little bit of where the knots would overlap. You had a little bit of spacing, so I put some green in there, and then I used the green as the border, and then another black border around that.
Now, did you also create your own bias tape?
No, I didn't. Actually, they had at that time they had just come out with some new bias that you could buy, and it was on a roll, and it was adhesive, so you could just lay it down and iron it on, and it would stay. Because before, the only way to do the black bias would be to take it and pin it down, and you'd have to pin it, you know, like every half inch or even closer if you were doing the curve and stuff. And this new bias with the glue stuff on the back was really so much more, it made it so much easier to lay it out. And then you iron it down. And then if you, you know, as you're hand quilting it, if something came loose, you could always just take your iron and tack it back down again. And it would stay until you, I mean, it wouldn't stay forever, so that's why you have to stitch it down. But it was really helpful to hold it in place. I think that's about it.
Well, tell me, why did you choose this quilt for the interview?
Well, actually, I belong to Three Trails West, Kansas DAR, and they were having a contest on American heritage, and in the fiber arts division, they had quilts, and so our regent had seen my quilts. And she suggested that I enter the contest. And so I didn't know for sure which one to choose. But then they said that one of the requirements for the contest was that it had to have been completely made by the DAR member. So, and it had to have something to do with American heritage. So I thought with my Scotch-Irish ancestry that this would be the perfect quilt for the selection. And as it turned out, it was a really good choice because it took first in state, first in division, and then actually tied for first at national. And it was on display at Washington, D.C. for the Continental Congress in 2009. So I was really thrilled about that.
Were you there at the Continental Congress?
No, I wasn't able to be there. But, some friends of mine were there and took pictures, so I have a picture of the display, and it was really nice.
So what are your plans for this quilt?
Well, actually, you know, I don't know. I like to display my quilts. I have these quilt rack on the wall, and I change them out through the different seasons. And but then eventually, I plan on passing them down to my children.
Tell me about your interest in quilt making.
Well, my grandmother and my aunt were both very avid quilters, and I always enjoyed working with them when I was small. And but I actually made my first quilt when I was in high school. It was, you know, just a real simple design. But then after my grandmother passed away, I inherited a lot of her blocks that she had, that were samples of blocks that she had made. And there were also some blocks that were her mother's that were made out of the 1890s fabric, the mourning cloth, they called it. And so I joined the the quilt guild here in Payola, the Monona County Quilt Guild, in order to learn how to put all these blocks together into one quilt, because they were all different colors and all different sizes. So they offered a beginning quilt class, and I took that and learned all the basics, and then I had to come up with a background that would kind of go with any of the colors in any of the blocks, and I made the blocks all the same size, and then used a couple of coordinating colors for the back. And it took me a year to do that, but that was my goal for joining the Quilt Guild. And then after that, I was just kind of hooked on it. And they had a lot of different workshops, and where they would have people come in and teach you different techniques and different quilting things. I did a really neat one on, it was the miniature quilt blocks. And so I made a 12-inch quilt out of these, because we had like 3-inch blocks. And one of the blocks had over 50 pieces in it. So they were all piece blocks. And so it was really a challenge. And but I really enjoyed that. And then we also had some classes on making quilts that are strip piece. And I really enjoyed that. And a friend of mine has a quilt shop over in Osawatomie, not too far from here. And I ended up getting so involved with her and her shop that I helped her make a few quilts and worked for her for a while. And because the strip piecing goes so much faster, and if you're making just a utilitarian quilt that you're going to be using on the bed, they go together real well. They're, you can use all the different colors and fabrics, and then when they're hand quilt or machine quilted, they do hold up better for washing and things like that. But a couple of the quilts that I have made are hand quilted, and those are the ones that are real special to me.
How many hours a week do you quilt?
Oh, I used to quilt a lot more. Right now, I maybe do 5 or 10 hours a week, if that much. Usually, if I get onto a project, once I get started on it, I don't stop till I'm completely finished. But in years past, I have made, quilts for all my children and my grandchildren and my nieces and nephews. Then I got kind of burnt out for a while, and so now I'm getting interested in it again, starting up.
What does your family think of your quilt making?
Well, I think they like it. They're some of them are really impressed with some of the different types of designs and the piecing and stuff, because some of it is real intricate piecing, and they kind of take quilts for granted sometimes, because there's always been, my mother always had handmade quilts, and I've been doing this for so long, my kids just think, oh, well, that's just another quilt. But I enjoy making them.
So you've mentioned a lot of different techniques. What is your favorite technique?
I think probably the one I like best, once I got started with the Celtic and working with the bias, I found another technique that it uses the same bias, but it's stained glass quilting, and that's my favorite. Because anything that you can do with the stained glass, you can do with the different fabrics, and then the black bias is like the leading on the stained glass. And there are just so many different options, and with all the batiks and the new fabrics that they have out now, you can just, the colors are just overwhelming.
You mentioned working in a quilt shop. Tell me about working in a quilt shop.
Yes, my friend has a quilt shop in Osawatomie, and I started out just sort of, you know, working on my own stuff, and she liked the way I was doing my sewing and everything, so she asked me if I would mind helping her out a little bit, and so I ended up sewing quite a bit for her, making a lot of the quilt tops, and we would work together on putting the different colors together, and then sometimes she would have quilts that she would have to design, and I have a little bit of background in drawing and sketching and everything, so if she needed something enlarged or a design drawn, I would draw it up for her, and then we would incorporate that into the quilt. So that was always, you know, kind of challenging, and it just made it a lot more fun.
But you no longer work there?
No, I do a little piecework for her now and then, but when I went back to work full-time, I had to quit doing so much quilting. And now I've been laid off again, so I'm starting to do that again, get back into quilting.
Describe your studio. Describe the place that you work.
Well, actually, it's when my daughter graduated from high school and got married, I converted her bedroom into my sewing room, and I have dressers full of different fabrics, and they're all laid out in different color sequences, and then I also have my sewing machine and my iron in there, but